This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Everyone recognizes the two intertwining serpents which represent the medical emblem. Snakes, more than any other of God's creatures, have had a mystique attached to them since the beginning of time. The snake has been a symbol of evil, temptation, immortality, and wisdom. We in the medical profession have often pondered over this emblem and its associations. It is said to have originated in Egypt, and is the symbol of the Greek god of medicine, Aesculapius, who was said to manifest himself in the form of a serpent. The serpent was attributed with powers to heal the sick, to prolong life, to counteract poisons, and to revive the dead. Perhaps we in England can dwell on these attributes more academically than our colleagues in other countries. This was brought home to me quite recently in a discussion about snakes with a doctor who'd just returned from South Africa, where he'd acted as a locum at a small hospital on the Natal coast. It seems that our medical colleagues over there have occasion to discuss snakes in more realistic terms. He told me the following story, which I've called Snake in the Grass.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step, with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Just, darling.
Not a chance. You wanted to see the glories of nature, and I shall drag you off to do so. Get some fresh air into your brain, you lazy old slug. Who knows? You might even enjoy it.
Oh, Graham, please. I can't stop being a city slicker overnight. Besides, just at the moment, I like being a lazy old slug.
Come on, woman. I can see it. I'll have to haul you up bodily.
Oh, what a mean thing.
This calls for drastic measures. Come on. Leave the things for the moment. I'll race you up to the top of that hill. And if you don't win, back to the concrete jungle with you.
All right, if you put it that way. But listen, let's just take a nice slow walk. Oh, come on, compromise.
All right, slug. Right to the top, though.
Did you say I'd enjoy it? Oh, I'm exhausted, Graham. Help me up here, will you?
All right. I should have known this was going to be tough going. Ah, well, we're only a few yards away from the car. Give me your hand. There you are. Do you want my stick?
Oh, no. It'd be more of a hindrance than a help. I'll only trip over it.
Now, from here on, you're on your own.
Oh, come on. Wait for me, darling. Gosh, I've got so many prickles and thorns sticking to my slack.
That's the price you have to pay for the healthy life, darling. Now, watch where you're going. You women always do things the hard way. Step onto the log, not over it.
Ah!
Wendy, what is it?
Graham! Graham, it's me! My leg!
Hang on, Wendy, I'm coming. Where is it?
I don't know. I don't care. Oh, darling, let's get out of here.
There it is. I'll kill the devil first. Broken its back. Now, come on, Wendy. Let's get back. For heaven's sake, darling, don't run. Just let me help you.
Graham, I'm terrified. Let's hurry.
Wendy, calm down. I'm supporting you now. Walk. Walk slowly. You stop trying to run.
Are you all right? I heard a scream.
My wife's been bitten by a snake. Where's the nearest hospital?
Well, I'll take you there. Try and be calm, miss. I've got some snake bite serum in the car. Look, sir, do you know what kind of a snake it was?
No, I killed the blighter.
Look, this is important. I'll help your wife down to my car and...
My mind's near it. It's that blue one down there.
All right. Well, you go back and get that snake. And I wouldn't tell you to do that if there wasn't a good reason for it.
No, don't. We're still moving. It's alive. Don't. Please, darling.
It's dead, Wendy. Now, don't worry. I killed it all right.
Please, miss, I know you're in pain, but try to be calm. It's important. Hurry and get that snake. They'll be able to help her quicker at the hospital if they know what it is. Now, hurry. Look, please, don't try to run. I'd better carry you.
Oh.
Tell me, did your husband try and suck out some of the poison?
No. No, he didn't. Should he have?
Well, it doesn't matter. If he didn't do it in the first couple of minutes, there's no point in doing it now. Don't worry. I'll get that serum to you in a few minutes. Let's get you to the car first of all.
That chap Mike switching the serum now, darling. He says it's come up 2 minutes from here. How are you feeling?
Frightening, Graham. My leg. Twitching. No, no, darling. Don't touch it, please. My throat feels funny. I want to swallow, but I just can't. So frightened, darling. Am I going to die?
Oh, look, sweetheart. Mike seems to know a lot about all this. He told you to keep calm. It's important, Wendy. Try not to be frightened. Mm-hmm. He'll have the anti-venom here in no time, and that's the most important thing. You're lucky to get it so quickly. And it can't be too bad. You're wearing slacks. The material must have absorbed most of the poison. Now, don't worry, Ned. Look. Look, he's here already.
How is she, Graham?
She's doing fine, Mike. Auntie Pet.
Can't swallow.
Aren't we supposed to suck the wound?
No, that's not much use. Here's a knife. Cut her clothing around the wound, will you?
Yes, but shouldn't we apply a ligature or something,
Mike? Sorry, Graham. I haven't a clue what sort of a snake it is. You see, with adders, you're not supposed to apply ligatures. It's harmful, in fact. With cobras and mambas, you do if there's time. But we'd do better to give her the antivenom straight away and get her to hospital as soon as possible. It's just 10 minutes away.
Yes, but if you don't know what kind of snake it is, how do you know what antivenom to use?
Oh, just hang on a sec, Graham. Wendy, try and relax. I'm going to give you a few small injections near the swelling.
Graham! Graham!
It's okay, Wendy, it's okay. Now, hold my hand tight, darling. It's all right. You'll start feeling better soon.
Will you get the second ampule out for me, Graham? I'll inject the rest of this ampule and the second one intramuscularly. Right. Now, when you've got it, turn her over gently and cut the clothing.
Okay. Oh, Micah, I've got the blasted ampule. Now, what are we going to do?
Well, we'll just get her to hospital as quickly as possible. Hang on, there's still a little left here.
Oh.
Right. That's a good girl. Now, come on, Graham. Help me lift her into the car.
All right.
Right. Gently now. Open the back door first. Right. Now, try not to move her leg too much.
Oh.
Easy now. You better get in first. Gently.
Can you drive this car, Mike? I'd like to stay with her.
Yes, of course.
All right. Here are the keys.
So, did you put the snake in the boot?
Yes, a filthy creature was the first thing I did after I showed it to you.
Well, let's go then. She looks reasonably comfortable, I think. Well, the hospital's about 2 miles from here. We'll be there in as many minutes. I'm going to shoot right through this traffic light. Well, so far, so good. How is she, Graham?
She's a bit nauseous and she's got stomach cramps.
Mm. You were asking me about the serum, Graham. The one I injected is effective against adders, but not mambas. The one you dropped was for mambas.
Oh, I only hope it wasn't a mamba.
Well, we'll know soon enough. You can see the hospital now, just beyond those trees.
You hear that, Wendy? Look, you can see the hospital now. Can you see it?
I'm trying to grab it. Can't open my eyes.
Wendy Carter was brought into casualty, and my colleague, Dr. Irvin Penny, was acquainted with the details of the case. 23 minutes had elapsed between the time that Wendy had been bitten and her arrival at the hospital. Although there was not much local pain or swelling, she felt a burning sensation round the wound after an initial numbness. She was dizzy and nauseous. She felt pain behind her eyes. Her eyelids drooped, and she was unable to open or close them. Her speech was slurred. There was increased salivation, but she couldn't swallow. She complained of a splitting headache and tightness of the chest. She was obviously suffering from respiratory distress. Mike Richfield explained about the accident with the ampule of Mamba antivenom, and how, as a result, he'd only been able to inject serum for bites caused by the ordinary snakes. The body of a black snake, measuring 10 foot 6 inches in length, was brought in for identification, but Dr. Penny hardly glanced at it. Wendy's symptoms were sufficient to indicate to him that she'd been bitten by one of the most venomous snakes to be found in Africa, a black mamba.
So your wife has no serious allergies?
I don't think so, Doctor, no.
No asthma or anything like that?
No.
And I understand, then, Mr. Richfield, that you've already given her serum.
That's right, about 10 minutes ago.
Well, she's obviously not reacting against it, so we're safe. We can go ahead with treatment, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Penny.
There's no need for a trial dose of serum. They'll take the patient to the intensive care unit. We can give her 2 ampules of specific mamba serum intravenously and prepare a saline solution with 2 more ampules to be administered by drip. When you've done that, take her blood pressure.
Don't leave me. You'll be all right, Mrs. Carter. Your husband will be allowed to see you later. Will that be all, Doctor?
Yes, for the present. Tell the registrar surgeon to stand by for a tracheotomy and assisted respiration in case either should be necessary.
Yes, I will, Doctor, right away. Just lie still, Mrs. Carter. Don't be so restless. You'll be all right.
Doctor, what's this about a tracheotomy?
Oh, it probably won't be necessary, Mr. Carter. Just a precaution. We must see how she reacts to treatment. You brought her in very early, so I imagine she'll respond quite soon.
Then everything will be all right, will it?
Well, it's not quite so simple. There are a lot of factors involved. Your wife is normally a very healthy person, is she?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's in her favor. Of course, she came in here very frightened.
How does that affect matters, Doctor?
Well, the venom gets absorbed into the system more quickly because of the effect on heart action. But she seems much calmer now. If you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll just go along and see how things are going. If you'd like to wait in the waiting room, I'll get the nurse to bring you something. Ah, you're setting up the drip, nurse. Have you injected yet?
Yes, I have, Doctor. Now, Mrs. Carter, let me have your arm. Ah, there's a nice vein. There you are. That didn't hurt, did it?
Doctor, I can't breathe.
It will ease in a little while, Mrs. Carter. Nurse. Put suction on and see if the air passages are clear.
I'll get it now, Doctor.
Have you taken her blood pressure yet?
No, Simpson took it. It's on the chart.
Let's see now. Blood pressure, 130 over 90. Pulse, Try not to be so restless, Mrs. Carter. You don't want the drip to topple over.
Sorry, Doctor. It's so hot.
Don't try to talk, Mrs. Carter. Now you keep still while I shine this light in your eyes. Keep still. I'll pull your eyelid up. Now look to the left. Can't you look further than that? No? To the right. Up.
I can't.
Down. No? All right, relax. Don't try to talk.
Here's the suction apparatus, Doctor.
All right, set it up quickly. And I want you to note on the chart that there's very little movement in the eyes and the patient's pupils are widely dilated.
Yes, Doctor. Now, this will be a little uncomfortable, Mrs. Carter, but it'll clear your air passages. I'll have it ready in a jiffy.
Now, I want to check your reflexes. Can you move your legs, Mrs. Carter? Oh, don't answer, just move them. That's good. Don't worry, I won't touch the bite. I know it's tender. Now, let's see your reflexes. Yes. And this leg? Good. Make a note, will you, nurse? Reflexes are very brisk. Now, your arms, please.
It's time we heard something, isn't it, Mike?
Just finish your tea, old chap. They'll come when they're good and ready.
I don't know why you're sticking this out with me. It's a bit late in the day, Mike, but I want to say thanks. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Oh, I don't know about that, fella, but the serum I used was the wrong one.
Yes, but that was my fault. I'd have wasted time messing about with ligatures and things. And I hadn't the faintest idea where to find a hospital. No, I'd have been in a pickle without you. You seem to know so much about it. Oh, I wonder what the doctor meant by there being a lot of factors involved.
You mean as far as the severity of snake bites concerned? Well, yes, it depends on all sorts of things. Where the bite is, for instance. Things like that. It even depends on how the snake was feeling.
How do you mean?
Well, if they're angry or frightened, they don't withhold any venom.
Why, do they ordinarily withhold any?
Yes, sometimes. It's their instinct to keep some venom back. That's the way they secure their prey, you see. Sometimes a victim is bitten twice or even more.
I wonder how badly Wendy's been bitten. I wish they'd let us know something.
Come on, have another cigarette, Greg.
Thanks, I will. Thanks.
Did you see what happened when she was bitten?
Well, she stepped over this log, you see.
Oh, yes, that's one of the things they're always warning you against. There can always be a snake on the blind side of a rock or a log.
And then she screamed and I saw her jump backwards.
And that can affect the bite too, you know.
I don't understand.
Well, her movement could have caused a less effective bite.
You mean the snake's aim?
Uh-huh.
It could have lost its aim. Oh, I see what you mean. And her clothes protected to an extent, too, I suppose.
Yes, but she'd have done better with boots, though.
No, for that matter, she'd have done better not coming out into the country at all.
No, I wouldn't say that, Graham. You'll both be cavorting on the coppies again in no time. You just have to take reasonable precautions. You don't have to go too far out of town to find a snake, after all.
Oh, Mike, when will they let me see her?
How's she doing, nurse?
Well, I was going to call you, Doctor. Her breathing worsened over the last hour. It was only 7 cycles a minute. But it seems to be improving now.
Keep watching, nurse. It should go on improving. We may still have to perform a tracheotomy.
She was asking for her husband.
No, I think not. Anyway, she's asleep now. Get his address and tell him we'll telephone him if necessary. He can see her in the morning.
It was no easy matter persuading Graham Carter to leave the hospital without seeing his wife. But Nurse Snayman finally succeeded. Mike reasoned with him that he should take a room in a hotel near the hospital overnight, so as to be on call. And at last, Graham agreed. Meanwhile, back at the hospital, it was very soon decided that a tracheotomy would be unnecessary. Once Wendy had started to recover, there was no looking back. And of the two, it was Graham who'd lost more sleep. He arrived at the hospital early next morning.
Come with me, Mr. Carter. Here's her room. Come in, please. Oh, darling.
Hello. Hello, Slug.
It's all right, darling. I won't break. You can really hug me. Doctor's orders.
Oh. It's amazing. Yesterday and today. I was afraid to look. I was too scared to ask them.
Oh, I can hardly believe it myself. Yesterday's romp in the open air seems like it happened to two different people. Oh. Come in, please, Dr. Penny.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carter. Quite a difference in the patient today, isn't there?
We were just saying that. I wouldn't have thought it possible yesterday.
Yes. Well, the modern treatment for snake bite has very dramatic effects if administered in time.
We were lucky.
In every way. Well, think what would have happened if Mike hadn't been on the spot.
Oh, I nearly forgot. He sends greetings and congratulations and will be in later to see you. I don't want to detract from what he did for you, but it really is amazing when you think of it how low the death rate for snake bite is. They said in South Africa and Southwest Africa, there are no more than 10 to 14 deaths in a year.
That's unbelievable.
In England, if I'm not mistaken, only one death from snake bites has been recorded since 1960. And when you realize that there are about 400 calls for serum a year, that's not too bad.
Yes. But I take it that these low figures are because of the serum being accessible almost everywhere.
That's right. For the common types of snake, anyway.
Wendy's recovery was complete. 18 hours after her admission to the hospital, she was completely normal, and she was discharged 2 days later. Dr. Penny warned her about the possibility of serum sickness in about 8 days' time, so that, if necessary, she could be promptly treated with antihistamines. But this proved to be unnecessary, and all she had to show for her experience was a slight bruise on her leg. And even that disappeared after a while. Yes, this is the happy ending to our tale tonight. And, I'm very glad to add, World health figures reflect that it's a typical ending, too. You know, snakes, in any case, are rather timid creatures, and they usually flee at the approach of a person, with the exception of the typical adders, which rely on keeping still and will then attack if the victim approaches to within a yard or two. All the same, it's a wise precaution to watch where you're going, if you're out in the country, to avoid long grass and tangled undergrowth, to step onto rocks and logs. Remember, not over them.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.